Similarly with Seventh-day Adventists. Jehovah's Witness, of course, of Seventh-day Adventists, Ellen White, one of their founding members, she became a prophetess. They have a prophetess. She has written books, and you know, her books are considered to be revelation, and they follow her. Some of their later followers showed that she plagiarized writings from other people's writings, you know, and they have a book called The White Lie. If you want to know how to refute them, this book called The White Lie. You know, this is some of the leading followers who wrote against Ellen White, who was their prophetess, and they bring enough issues there that most Seventh-day Adventists, they don't even know about this book. You know? So it is a revelation for many of them. Anyway, the Jehovah's Witness, they focus on Jehovah. When they give their da'wah, they come to Christians, they say to them, "What is the name of God?" Christians say, "God." I say, no, that's not a name. God is a title. It's not a name. So what actually is the name of God? And the Christian is stumped. So then they tell them, actually his name is Jehovah. And their Bible, the New World, whatever translation, they have Jehovah written in throughout the Bible from beginning to end. Right? The point is that for them, when they bring this, we can easily end their argument, because the word Jehovah, we ask them, does that exist in Hebrew? In the Hebrew Bible, which is what you have translated into English from, does that word exist? No. It's a word which was made up. The word Jehovah was unknown before the 16th century. In the Hebrew Bible, they have letters. Yah, Wow, Ha, Wow. And the Jews were forbidden to say the name of God. Actually, a person who said the name of God could be punished with death. So they considered it sacrilegious to say the name of God. So they would say instead, Adonai, which meant the Lord or the God, instead of saying these four letters. They refer to the letters, four letters, as the tetragrammaton. This is what you'll hear this term used. But tetragrammaton just means four-lettered word. No big deal. But Yahweh is when it got corrupted, and the letters from Adonai was added to those four letters without vowels, they came up with Yahweh, and from Yahweh they changed it into Jehovah. Yahweh is closer to the Hebrew original. Jehovah is far. So their claim to have the name of God is false. A false claim. They don't have the name of God. Their other beliefs, one of the things which shows their falsehood is that their belief system included predictions for the end of the world. The founder claimed that the world was going to end in 1914. Of course, 1914 came and it didn't end. Then he said it would be in 1918. He died in 1916. So he wasn't around to know that it didn't end in 1918 either. Then the next follower who took over after him, he claimed it would end in 1920. And it didn't end then either. And 1925. And 1941. And 1975. Predicting, and each time those dates came, they lost followers. You know, but the new followers, they were always out there churning up, you know, bringing in new followers. New followers didn't know what happened before. So, you know, that's how they were managed to... 1975, right? Because now news is spread around much more easily. When it didn't happen in 1975, they said that there was a problem in their calculations. They had been calculating from the date of creation of Adam. Because in the Bible, genealogy is mentioned. Adam had so many kids, he had so many kids, who had so many kids, you know. So they make calculations from that, and they conclude that the world is only 6,000 years old. right? So they said we had been calculating from the actual date of the birth of Adam, but we should have been calculating from the birth of Eve. And since we don't have exactly when the birth of Eve was in the Bible, we're not certain exactly when the world's going to end. So they ended the problem in 1975 about predictions about the end of the world. But the point is, hey, if your founder and prophet said 1914 and 1918 and he was wrong, what kind of prophet do you have? You know, that's the bottom line. You know, they don't have, there's this inconsistencies that exist in their system, which, you know, are so glaring, most of the followers are not aware of it. You know, most of their followers are unaware of it. The other major group are what are known as the born-agains, born-again Christians. Now, these are the most active now of the Protestants, the main, and also amongst Catholics, the born-agains, you know, who basically stress the idea that you have to be born of the Holy Spirit. For you to be a true Christian, you have to be born of the Holy Spirit. Right? And actually, this idea is an old idea, which had been introduced by the Pentecostals. It's a branch of Christianity formed by John Wesley and John Flesher back in 1901, where they stressed the importance of baptism in the Holy Spirit. But they had a limited following. What happened is that in the 60s, you know, when Christianity was really losing its hold on people, people were leaving the churches in droves, etc., then this idea of reviving the idea of this Holy Spirit, birth in the Holy Spirit, it began amongst the Protestants and it spread over to the Catholics, and it became the active element of Christian dawah. And eventually Pope Paul VI himself even gave his seal of approval to it, because churches were emptying and they were the only one that were gaining followers. And basically their followers are coming from mainstream Christians. They're just bringing other Christians back into their belief system. But the unifying belief held by the majority of Christians is the concept of the Trinity: God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. And when we're going to give dawah to Christians, as I said, you do need to know which branch they're coming from. Because though we said the unifying belief is the Trinity, the Jehovah's Witness don't believe in a Trinity, neither do the Mormons. So you may be giving dawah about Trinity and they don't really believe in it. So it's good. This is where the importance of listening before you speak comes in. You need to hear where they're coming from. Maybe you ask the average Christian, you know, what is your belief? He says, really, you know, I believe in God and Jesus. What do you mean you believe in Jesus? Jesus, he was a good person. Maybe he was God, I'm not really sure. You know, you'll hear this kind of vagueness, right? The general Christians, each person may have his own idea of what it is. If they are saying, well, yes, he is the Son of God,